Jazz and performed at their very first competition on February 18th at the UTA Jazz Festival. Ms. Nelson, were you excited to have the jazz band compete at their first competition?
Yes, I was very excited. You know, the jazz band's only been around for 3 years here at Timber Creek, so this is currently the third year. And 3 years ago, we had no one in the Region Jazz Band. Last year we had 2 in the Region Jazz Band. This year we had 7. So we're definitely growing, and the interest is there. And so I thought, okay, it's time to go to our first jazz competition. And so I looked on the calendar, and with indoor drumline and winter garden, everything going on, this was like the one Saturday that we had free in our band program. So I was like, let's go to this contest. We were really excited about it. Our goals were just to go and have a great time and learn from all the other high schools and jazz bands that were going to be there, because we really didn't know what to expect. So we had a great time. We were excited to go. We're glad we went. So yeah, that's it.
How did you guys place in the competition?
You know, it's funny because we don't really have, I mean, we performed great, but we don't know what place we got at all. They rank the top 3 people in our class. Like I said, I think there were 9 total, so 8 other schools. And we were not in the top 3. So like I have, after that, they don't even tell you what place you are. So, but we did get a lot of individual awards. So the entire trumpet section, all 4 players got outstanding musician awards. And then our drummer, and then our guitar player and our piano player got outstanding musician awards. And then our alto, lead alto, and our bari sax. So we got, 9 total outstanding musician awards, which is really great. That's a lot, especially for our first time out. So that was really good. So I don't know what overall place we got. We got a Division II rating. There were 3 judges, and they give you a rating from 1 being the best you can get to a 5 being the worst. And we got 1 judge gave us a 1, and 2 judges gave us a 2. So now our goal next year would be to get a Division I and to get placed in the top 3.
Not only did the competition serve as an opportunity to showcase the jazz band's talented members, but it also gave them a unique experience that not all band members get to have in their high school career. What was your experience like for you and your students?
Oh my gosh, it was a blast. The people working the contest were really friendly and really nice and helpful, and the kids had a great time. They learned a lot of stuff that they didn't know before, and they are ready to go again next year. They wish they had another contest this year to go to, so hopefully we'll go to more in the future.
Trumpet player for the jazz band, Tanner Price, competed with his peers at the Jazz Festival. Tanner, how was your overall experience going and competing at the festival?
Our jazz band has only been around for 3 years, and it's only really been a serious program for 2, or less than 2 actually. And the competition we went to on Saturday was like unlike anything else. Hearing other high school bands play, some of whom sounded like professionals even, it was crazy. And then at the end of the day, we heard a professional band and professional trumpeter play, and it was just, it was really inspiring to see, like, if you really put your mind and really dedicate time and effort into something, anything, it can really come into fruition. And it was just an amazing experience, even though we didn't place. I mean, it was our first time, and we gained some amazing experience. And
for TCFM, I'm Brooke Boyer.